As Matthew Sterling and his team were dodging ticks and unearthing stelae in Tres Zapotes, they discovered a cache of 15 upside-down pottery bowls tucked into the ground 6 feet below the surface. The bowls protectively covered 35 toy-sized decorated figurines and 12 small painted clay discs. Among the figurines were two dogs and a jaguar, each of which had thin tubes joining its two front feet and its two back feet. The discs lay beside them. Similar finds have been made further north, near Mexico City. In the 1980s, I saw the Tres Zapotes animals, or ones like them, at a museum in the Yucatan Peninsula. I was there with an Italian engineer, whom I had met by chance a few hours before. Well before me, the engineer figured out the significance of the tubes between the figurine's feet. "Those are for axles," he said, "and those," pointing to the discs, "must be the wheels." Looking at the little figures, it seemed obvious that they had been equipped with wheels in precisely the form he suggested. The engineer scrunched up his face with incredulity. Tres Zapotes dated back to at least 1000 BC. So the Olmec and their successors must have had the wheel for more than 2,000 years. "Why didn't they use it for anything other than little toys?" he asked in Italian. "How could they not have understood that you could make bigger wheels and put them on carts? Hanno fatto proprio una stupidaggine quei tipi." The word stupidaggine, a stupid action, similar enough in Italian and Spanish, rang out in the room drawing stares. The engineer seemed not to care. He looked positively offended at the Olmec failure to see the world in the same way as a contemporary European engineer. Although I am giving a hard time to my acquaintance, his bafflement, in fact, was easy for me to understand. In Mesopotamia, the wheel dates back to at least the time of Sumer. It was a basic part of life throughout Eurasia. Chariot wheels, water wheels, potter's wheels, millstone wheels. One can't imagine Europe or China without them. The only thing more mysterious than failing to invent the wheel would be inventing the wheel and then failing to use it. But that is exactly what the Indians did. Presumably, countless thousands of people rolled the toy-like figurines back and forth. How could none of them have thought of making their wheels bigger and more useful? Some reasons are apparent. Because of the Pleistocene extinctions, the Americas lacked animals suitable for domestication into beasts of burden. Without animals to haul carts, individuals on rough terrain can use skids almost as effectively. Even with animals, though, the Olmec would not have had much use for wheeled vehicles. Their country is so wet and boggy that Sterling's horses sank to their chests in mud. Boats were a primary means of transportation until recently. In addition, one might note that Mesoamerican societies were not alone. Although Mesopotamia had the wheel in about 4000 BC, nearby Egypt did not use the wheel until 2000 years later, despite being in close contact. Still, that does not explain why no Mesoamerican society ever used wheels to make ceramics and grind maize. After all, every society in Eurasia eventually employed pottery wheels and mill wheels.